We invite you to close your eyes and bring your awareness to the energy of your heart. Your heart that we call the love engine. And in this moment, as you have the focus on your love engine, feel, sense, or invite the energy of those who you love that are connected and part of that love engine. And whether they are sitting next to you, or whether they have changed into a non-physical form and are on the other side of the veil, those that you have the love connection with are always connected and found within this love engine heart center. And as we invite them to come closer, we feel the energy of home. For the energy of home is family. And family is always with you. They are connected through the ethers at a soul-to-soul level. They're in that soup of oneness. And they see what you are doing today. They know everything you've been through and the things yet to come. And the invitation is to always feel that presence and know that you are never alone.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I sit in a place that I know, a place my partner has brought me many times, a place whose energy is different. Every single group from every single culture or even the city brings a unique thing. Your light workers in your area. There are some in this group who I will even call closet light workers. They're the ones who have been brought by others just to see what this might be like. I have a message for every single one of you. It's the message I often give in love to humanity, but specifically for those who come to sit in a chair for hours and experience the energy that is here. And the message is this: are you aware the creator of the universe knows your name? How does that make you feel? This is the promise of the future, that there will be those who start awakening to a larger truth, much larger than any spiritual organization has ever given to you, ever, on this planet. It doesn't take an organization to then put together the truth of the creative source, which you call God or Spirit. It doesn't take that in order for you to feel the love that is there. But it's difficult for you because you have to peel the onion of that duality that you're given on this planet by those around you, by the programming that you have been given about what you think God is. But there are so many starting to awaken to this larger truth at a younger age. And my partner will be talking about that a little later. If you take a look at metaphysics in general, the awakening perhaps to these kinds of grander truths, you'll notice that in the past, that normally happens to families after they've had their family. That you will find that that awakening truly happens to middle age and older. And suddenly, the shift is here. That shift will be explained to you today by the ones on the stage here. But you don't have to have that shown to you to know that there's something up, do you? That there is different energies on this planet right now, mainly being felt by light workers, old souls, and the ones who have gone through a lineage of schooling, you might say, of lifetimes. The ones who sit before me right now are old souls, all of you. I would like to tell you something that I've only said a few times in these kinds of meetings. You have over 90% that are old souls. That means you've been here before. That means most of you have had consciousness on the planet before during a much older energy, even than that which you are experiencing now. So many of you have been through wars and didn't make it. Both genders are here. Because in past life experiences, both genders are experienced. Almost all of the mothers that are in the past life scenario that I am describing have lost children to war. And almost all of the males who are in the past life experience expressions have died in a war. That is a barbaric earth, dear ones. That is an energy that you are then crawling out of now, where nations are not interested anymore in conquering one another, in robbing their resources. It's coming to a point, and you can feel it, a point where the nations will start looking at each other in a whole different way. And that's not going to come here until you have younger leadership. Younger leadership, look for it. It will not be linear. You won't get it all at once on the planet. It's going to start with certain countries who will then set an example that other nations will look at and say, I want one like that one. And this is then going to drive populations to see the difference in the wisdom of some of the younger leaders on the planet that are only now starting to exist in the congresses. Years ago, I identified these. Over 25 years ago, I called them indigos. And this was a description of a color being seen of a new consciousness. It's not an auric color. It's a consciousness color, you might say. And that is a wiser old soul in a younger body that starts to awaken much, much sooner than middle age. The awakening actually starts to begin under 20. Sometimes the awakening starts at puberty, and even then it might be before that. When a child starts to look around and say, what happened to this planet that I used to know? And when they start to then recognize dysfunction in their families, in their school systems, and in their governments, and most of them then are ostracized in some way or put in the corner because they're different. Now suddenly that difference will be seen as compassion, kindness, wisdom, and it is coming. And you may look around the world right now and look at the news and realize, well, it isn't here yet. And you're right, it isn't. But dear ones, it's more poised now than it ever was. These youngsters are starting to become those who are broadcasting to the internet as themselves, as younger people, carrying a wisdom that is starting to attract other young people. You might say that the indigos are now starting to emerge. And I have told my partner, it is time now to show that. Show that to a population who's starting to wring its hands and say, what's wrong with the planet? Thinking perhaps that truly, the planet is doomed if it goes in the same direction. And I will say yet again, the things that I have said over and over to you in the deepest love is that you came here to survive this. You came here to show wisdom and compassion during the circus. You're the ones who have the ability to look at it and see what it is and move forward and move on. Instead of then taking that energy and coming down with fear like so many around doing the same thing. That is where you stand out. And we have given you this information so long, but this would be the time where the shift would occur. But in this shift, there would be a battle, a real battle of consciousness. You can call it light and dark if you wish. It truly is not. It's old and new. The older consciousness of this planet that you have had for eons and eons has started to shift a little. But it's starting to now accelerate, and the things that will make it accelerate are the dysfunction that is seen. That's going to trigger so much that people say, do we really want this? Is this what we signed up for? And then there will be some young people that raise their hands and say, well, we've got some ideas. Start looking for this younger leadership that seems to be older in wisdom beyond their years. And that's what you're starting to see now in these podcasts, in some of these who are starting to make a noise and are attracting hundreds of thousands of other young people who are looking at them, and they're teaching compassion, the possibility of past lives, where kindness comes in. All of the things that we look at as elements of mastery find themselves showing up in these teachings. And not one of them is teaching a doctrine. Not one of them. They're teaching love. Because this is the way of it. You don't have to put love in boxes and put rules around it for it to work. So I'm here to tell you that there's not just hope, but light is all over starting to show itself, except that you are not shown it on your media. The only place where it starts to shine are in these young people who are starting to become more and more and more popular. Have you seen that on your news? And the answer is no. There are reasons for that. It's part of this struggle of old and new consciousness on this planet that is coming. And you are like the lighthouses, you might say, because you've been through the wars. You've been through the worst times of the earth, and here you are having come back with a wiser posturing, you might say. So that when your friends are upset and they want to complain and they're wringing their hands, you can stand and say, it's just the circus. The circus is in town. And it'll pack up and leave, like they always do. But what remains is a new consciousness of caring and compassion that doesn't go away. These are the things that people are clinging on to today that really are the solace of their heart. What makes you peaceful? Find it, use it, and don't be surprised if it comes from inside you, because all of you are born magnificent. All of you. The magnificence that is in you when you are born, not obvious, and you're often taught out of it, is now starting to be understood, seen, appreciated. It's going to take a while yet. The timing will be explained to you even today on this stage. The reasons for it, the prophecies, are going to be explained to you on this stage. What's coming in prophecy, in new energy, even with past life experience, is going to be shown to you in these 2 days also, because I've asked my partner and his partner to put this together in a succinct way that you can see literally what is happening, what is not happening, and what the future may bring. When I came to this planet, and my partner sat in that chair, I filled him overwhelmingly with love, so much so that it actually made him angry, because he felt he was put upon by Spirit. That's how much I poured into him, to let him know that things were changing. And that's when we started telling you about what would happen someday. That was 36 years ago. And that someday has arrived. How do you like it? It is frustrating for some. For others, you recognize it. Here it is. Just like they said, I am not fearful. I am grateful. And some of you are on board with that. Some of you perhaps need a little more pushing of truth before you see it. Light is winning and will continue to. But you're not being told about any of it. You have to find it. And sometimes it's happening from you. This is a teaching that I have always had. Welcome to the shift. I told you, you might not like it.